You know, Alice Cooper from songs like I'm 18, School's Out, No More Mr. Nice Guy Elected, You and Me, Only Women Bleed, Poison. He's going to be playing Sandy Downs, Idaho Falls tonight. I believe he's just coming from Casper. We are lucky enough to have a few minutes with him this morning. How are you, Alice?
I'm doing great. We're in full swing on this tour. We've already done Europe, and now we're doing the States, and so everything is moving.
How long have you been out for?
We started this tour in end of May, and we don't finish till November. So it's quite a long tour. It's about 100 cities.
It's always kind of an eye-opener for me when I look through the classic rock part of our music file and see exactly how many rock-type anthems you've had. Is there anything you like playing the most? What's your favorite song of yours that you have?
Well, you know, it's funny when people ask that, because it's like it probably would, if you ask McCartney that or Jagger, that every song is almost like a kid. You know, it's almost hard to pick your favorite kid. You know, School's Out will always be the one that everybody knows us by, you know. Poison, for the younger listener, Poison is probably the one that they know more. But now, crazy thing is now with like the guitar hero thing, School's Out is every 5-year-old kid knows that song again.
Was Elected the first music video?
It actually was the very first. There was no MTV at the time, so we really didn't even have any place to play it. But we just said, well, let's do a short little film on this.
Seems like there are a lot of bands that claim to have the first music video in the 70s, but it seems like they are all just shots of live concerts and stuff like that.
This was the first production one where it was like, you know, Alice running for president, which was so absurd, you know. I was probably the most hated rock star by most establishments at that time. I was sort of like Marilyn Manson times 10. And, you know, and then we had Nixon. So some people said, well, even Alice is better than Nixon.
Was there a part of you that was saying maybe I could get an acting career? Because there were times when it looked like you were being like a serious, you were totally serious. I didn't see you smiling a lot in that video.
You know, I actually did. I've done about 13 or 14 films.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of acting, and that just kind of comes naturally because I've, for 40 years as Alice, my stage show has been basically like a Broadway kind of play. I mean, I have to play a lot of different, I play for comedy, I play for drama, I play for horror. You know, when you're on stage, you really have to know how to do all that stuff. So film acting is easy compared to, you know, to stage acting.
Do you remember the first time somebody called you a shock rocker?
I think my whole career was that. We just never put it into any kind of category. I think somebody in Rolling Stone or somebody called us shock rock.
What was it that they saw that said, well, these guys are shock rockers?
Well, I think what it was like we were the kind of band that was more notorious than popular. People would come to see us and they would go screaming out of the room, you know, because everybody there was, you know, it was back in the time of hippies when everything was peace and love. And all of a sudden, here comes this Clockwork Orange type of band that was as much gang as band, you know. And I think we just scared the hell out of people is really what it was.
It seems like there are a lot of people that try that, but you guys did have the material to back
up. That was
it,
the music. Yeah, we had guys like Bob Ezrin producing us, and we had 18, which was a you know, an anthem. And then School's Out was an anthem, and Elected ended up being an anthem. So if you don't have those songs, then you basically are, you know, you're a puppet show if you don't have those songs behind you.
Is there anything out there that you guys have maybe kicked around backstage that was so crazy that you said, you know what, we can't do that. That is just too shocking.
Well, not really just shocking, but we did try a few things that just didn't work. I mean, you know, we were going to shoot Alice out of a cannon across the stage. And it worked in rehearsal, but didn't work when the audience was there. We ended up selling the cannon to the Rolling Stones the next day. And I think they used it for something entirely different.
So you personally have been shot out of a cannon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's sort of like when you come to an Alice Cooper show, and this is the great thing about it. I kind of am very old school about it. It's almost like vaudeville or the old carnival. If you're a truck driver for me, or if you sell T-shirts, you may be in the show. Because I might come up to you and say, tonight you're playing a zombie. You know, we're too short tonight on the zombies. We need two more. And I'd say, go get the truck drivers. And so everybody in that work, that's hired to work for me, has to know that they could be in the show. And I like that. I think that makes everybody sort of a real family.
Can we expect something wild tonight?
Oh, yeah. I can't even tell. I can only tell you this. If you're in the first 10 rows, don't wear your good clothes, because our show does tend to overflow into the audience. I like to use the audience as part of the theatrics. You know, I mean, all the theatrics are happening on stage, but trust me, the first 10 rows are really involved in the show.
And we've been talking with Alice Cooper. He will be performing over at Sandy Downs tonight. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. Alice, I know you're pretty busy.
For all of you that can't make it, just open your windows. You'll be able to hear us. I will see you at the show, okay?
Okay.
Okay, man.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.